Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Brian Lowe. It's now officially draft week, and we've reached a conclusion in our draft preview series. We're going to take a look now at the defensive line. There's certainly a number of high-end prospects that are likely out of the Pats' reach at number 29, but there are just as many solid choices for late in the first round and into the second and third. So let's dig deeper now and analyze the defensive ends and defensive tackles. Ezekiel Ansah is making a bid to be the first defensive player off the board, which is incredible since he only began playing football in 2010 after growing up in Ghana. The dynamic Brigham Young pass rusher is an explosive 6'5" physical specimen who burst onto the scene during his senior season and now will be a tempting addition to the defense for some teams picking in the top five. Among Ansah's competition to be the first defensive draft pick, Florida's Sharif Floyd, who has experience all across the line from his days with the Gators and dominated as an interior defensive lineman as a junior last year. Floyd is 6'3", right around 300 pounds, and is expected to be a disruptive presence against the run and against the pass. Those two should be gone well before the Pats pick at 29, but Purdue's Kawan Short will likely be available. He could be just the right fit for the Pats, who may look for a D lineman in the first round for the second year in a row. Short had 6 sacks and 14.5 tackles for a loss last year and is a consistent run stuffer. He's looking to carry those attributes from the Big Ten to the NFL. And once again, Andy Hart from Patriots Football Weekly joins us as we break down the defensive line. Andy, we all remember 2001, 2003, 2004. The Patriots took blue-chip defensive linemen in the first round. Last year, they took
also won Super Bowls those years.
Did they? You know, you're right. I wasn't going to mention
correlation,
that.
Correlation, I'm not sure.
Well, that's for everybody else to decide if there's a correlation. Last year, Chandler Jones, a first-round pick, defensive line. Maybe they start another run. We saw what success they had there. Let's start here with defensive ends, maybe, for the Patriots in that 29th pick in the first round.
And I do think if they go up front, it is defensive end you'll look to. I think you sort of look for that bookend, the other side of Chandler Jones, because I think everyone's confident that Chandler is going to develop into a pass rusher and an elite guy on that right side, maybe the left defensive end spot. Those are guys that are usually a little bit bigger, a little bit more versatile in their play. They can play the run, and maybe Rob Ninkovich is a little undersized there, and so you sort of platoon for a couple of years with a first-round pick. But I think one guy that jumps right off the page is Dayton Jones out of UCLA. Be kind of cool to have Jones and Jones in New England.
Real cool, Andy.
He looks like he can do it all. He's a guy that's big, fast, athletic, has never really put it all together for the Bruins, so it's not like he's a finished product. But in terms of everything you'd like a left defensive end to do, I think he has the ability to do it. Another guy who might represent value is Tank Carradine out of Florida State. All over the board in terms of where he could go. Could he be a high first-round pick? Could he be a third-round pick? Depends on who you ask. But he's a guy who tore his ACL last year, and that's why the question's about where he'll go. And then a wild card guy is Margus Hunt. They call him the Eastern Bloc. He's from Estonia, 6'8". Strangely athletic, a guy at that size. I think he ran a 4.5 40, you know, just a freakish package. But I'm not sure he's like Jones is not quite a football player to match the athleticism yet, but can block kicks, tremendous motor, gets after the passer, would be an intriguing, probably a little bit more developmental prospect than the other two guys. But I think one of those big-bodied left defensive ends could be that first pick.
See, I happen to think that defensive tackle is an area that they've really been trying to focus on in free agency the last couple of years, and haven't really hit on the guy. We remember Jonathan Finene last year. So at defensive tackle, if they're looking for that guy to match up with Vince Wilfork, maybe to be Vince Wilfork's heir apparent, hopefully not too soon, but the heir apparent, who are a couple of those guys?
Well, I think you're right. There is some intrigue there at defensive tackle. I think a guy who would make some sense, there's actually a couple guys, but Jesse Williams, he's an Australian-born guy, played for Alabama, so we know that connection, that pipeline. The Nick Saban defense is sort of the Patriots' defense. Just a behemoth, strong guy who, sort of like Wilfork, is a nose tackle, defensive tackle type, can be stout, but also has some sneaky athleticism, can collapse the pocket a little bit. I think he's an intriguing guy. I think John Jenkins out of Georgia is another 340-pounder, sort of that Wilfork build. Athleticism, could penetrate a little bit, but also be a stout defensive tackle in the middle. Those are a couple names maybe early second round, depending if they trade down, you know, late first. Who knows in that mix there if they were to go defensive tackle.
And real quick, give us one name to remember for later in the draft.
Gilbert Peña, Mississippi, stout nose tackle type, developmental prospect. You're talking seventh round pick, rookie free agent. But he's a guy that I think, you know, that Ethan Kelly mold. They've had these random guys over the years. Big, stout, run stuffers, Gilbert Peña, Mississippi.
Okay, we're almost there. We are almost at the draft. We've got our draft. We got our mock draft coming with myself and Andy, Jackie Britton, Paul Perillo. We're going to have that for you before the draft comes up, middle of this week. And don't forget, one-stop shop, patriots.com/draft. You can see video of all the prospects, draft podcasts, everything you need to know to get yourself ready for Thursday night. Andy, thank you. We'll be seeing you soon. And that's going to wrap it up for now on Toyota's Patriots Today.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.